That's the Shemesh Baruch. We begin Perek Chamisha, the fifth chapter in the Ram, Selchus Man, Beloved, the laws of lenders and borrowers in the Sefer Mishpat, the Book of Judgments, where we continue the theme of the previous Perek discussing the laws of Ribbis, where in this Perek we discuss specifically interest on a loan as it applies to a Gentile, the Halacha of Avak Ribbis, the dust of Ribbis, which is Rabbinic, and Hadrama, which is technically permitted, but forbidden because of the subverting of this Halacha of interest. As Ram begins Halacha off regarding a loan with a Gentile or a Ger Toshav. Hagoy v'ager toishav. A Gentile, a ger toishav, is a resident convert where he fulfilled the seven Noahide laws. It doesn't do Avodah Zarah. Leivin mehem, you could borrow from them, u'malvim leisim, you could lend them money beribus with interest. Kishnema says in the Pasuk, le'sashak lo'achich, it's explicit that you should not charge interest for your brother, which is lo'achicha, said only forbidden to your fellow Jew, u'lishar elamutah, but the rest of the world it's going to be permitted. And actually, mitzvah says lahashach legoy. Now, for a Gentile, it's actually a positive commandment to actually charge him interest. And I'm like, it says in the pasuk, la nochri tashach. To the Gentile, you charge interest, which from the tradition they learned, shazu mitzvah says that's actually a positive commandment, and that's regarding biblical law. However, halacha beis. Asu chacham. The sages made it forbidden. She yisrael malvas agoy beribis katsutza, that a Jew should lend a Gentile with a set amount of interest. Only the amount that he needs to survive. Why? Because Gelzer, they made a decree, Shem Yilma Mimaisav, he might learn from the actions of the Gentile, but Rabbi Shivasa Yimai, by spending so much time with him, he's always there lending money to them. Lafika, therefore, Mutta Lilvis Minagoy Beribis, therefore, you're actually allowed to borrow from a Gentile on interest. Shadehu Berech Mufam, to the contrary, the borrower is always running away from the lender. Bein the Ruggle, it says, that could be with him. But to be the lender, you always got to schmooze and you got to try to, you know, do some HR, PR, and therefore, that's something that they said it's forbidden. But again, that was only regarding the biblical of Ribbis Ketsutza. Now, the Tamach Chacham, now regarding Talmudic scholars, it's not going to be frequented by the Gentile to learn from his actions. He's always busy learning Torahs and doesn't hang around the Gentile. Then he's actually allowed to lend a Gentile an interest, not just to survive, but even for profit. Now, whatever rabbinic, the dust of ribbis, it might go to Gentile, because that's permitted for everyone, even for profit, because avak ribbis, again, is only rabbinic. Lending to a Gentile on ribbis is only rabbinic. And that would be gzera l'gzera, and we don't make a decree for a decree. Halacha gimel. Yisrael shalom b'moyis minagoy b'ribbis. A Jew that borrows money from a Gentile on interest, which we said is permitted. U'bikish l'chzirim lo. Now, he wants to give back the money to the bank, to the Gentile. So another Jew finds him and he says to him, look, I can't get a loan. You have a loan, you're giving it back. Give those monies to me, and I'm going to give it for you. So I'll pay you back, just like you're going to pay the Gentile. I just need that money, don't give it back yet. Give it to me, and I'll give it to you the exact amount of money that you're going to give to the Gentile. That's a set amount of interest, because he's paying that Jew that amount, even though he's paying that to the Gentile, but he's charging him interest. And afila mida itzla goy. This is even if he brings the monies to the Gentile with the intention of paying back his debt. But then the Gentile tells him with his agency, you're giving back the loan, this guy needs the same thing, give it to him. That's forbidden because we don't say that there's a halach of agency of the Jew for the Gentile. So since the Jew is receiving the money from the Jew, comes out that the Yisrael is lending the money on ribbis. Until Sheitel Gemo Eisav, only if the Gentile took his money back. The Yahz of Yid Meyad Yisrael Acha, then he goes and gives it back to the other Jew, then that would be permitted, but if not, it would be problematic where he would be giving, if he's giving him that money, and then he's paying him, who then he's paying back to the Gentile, again, that would be a problem, because he's lending him, and it's not considered as if he's just an agent for the Gentile. That doesn't work. Now, halacha dalad, goy shelo b'mois miso b'ribis, a Gentile who borrows money from the Jew on interest. So the other way around. The Jew lent the non-Jew money on interest. And the Gentile is on his way with the money to pay back the Jewish bank. Mitzal yisrael achar v'amalai, another Jew found this Gentile who he can't get a loan from the bank. And he tells him, look, namely, give them to me. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to pay back to you. I'm going to pay back to the bank, whatever it is. Just the way you were going to pay back the Jew. In this case, it is a mutter. It's actually permitted because who's he borrowing from? He's borrowing from the Gentile. And it's because of the Gentile that he's giving it to him, which you're allowed to borrow from interest from the Gentile. Now, they may mean it's Yisrael. Now, however, if let's say he brings him, the Gentile's on the way to pay back the Jew. So he takes him to the Jew. So Ava Bishanas Nagoya Mois Biyodai. So even if, let's say, the Gentile gives the money that's in his hand, which is from the other Jew, and he gives it to the Jew who wants it, but Hoyulumidas Yisrael Nasan, since he's giving it, even though it's going from the hand of the Gentile to the Jew, but it's because of the banker, the Jew, with his command, with his agency, that he's giving it to the other Jew, Hariz Rebbe's Katsutza. That's going to see, that's a problem about a set amount of interest. It's as if the Jew is lending him. Because as a stringency, the sages say that we do hold there's agency for a Gentile for a Jew, and therefore it has the severity as a set amount of interest, which actually could be even collected with judges, is considered as if the Jew, through the medium of that Gentile, is lending that Jew. Halacha hey. Asur li Yisrael. It's forbidden for a Jew, litlis mo'isa biad goy, to suspend his money in the hand of a Gentile. I mean, like, as if like he's like giving his money away to the Gentile. But it's really kedil al voisin beribis li Yisrael. Just he wants to charge interest to Jews. He just can't. So he says, look, hey, let me give you money. It's your money. And then you'll pay me back, and we'll get interest from lending the Jew interest. That's forbidden. So to a goy shehilva es Yisrael beribis. If a Gentile, he lends a Jew money on interest, asal Yisrael achal li Yisrael arv. It's forbidden for another Jew to be a guarantor for the Jewish borrower, for the non-Jewish bank. Why? Because Shekivin should be the name, since in the secular courts, their rules are, Sheteveha Arev Tchila, you could go straight to the guarantor first. Nimtze comes out, Ha'arv Teveyas Yisrael Beribis. What's going to come out is like this. So the bank, the non-Jewish lender, is going to come to the Jewish guarantor and to collect the loan on interest, which Ha'arv Chai Balagai. And according to their rules, the guarantor is going to be responsible to pay this directly to the Gentile. Levigar, therefore, meaning, so what's going to happen is that then that Jew is going to collect from the other Jew a loan on interest. He's going to be paying him. Now, levigar, therefore, mekibul avagoy shal yitpes arav tchila. So if the Gentile accepts upon himself that he's not going to go ahead and claim the money from the guarantor first, he's a mutter. So that's going to be permitted, because when the Gentile then goes to the guarantor and he collects from him the debt of the loan, the principal and the interest, it's as if at that moment that he's lending to the other Jew, and what he lends him is what he's collecting from him. So it wouldn't have a problem as if he's paying him for a loan that he's getting from him. If he doesn't go directly to the guarantor, that would be a situation that would be permitted. Halacha Vav continues with an interesting case where we're talking about that interest is permitted as it applies to a Gentile. What happens if the Gentile converts? Yisrael shalav b'moiz minagay b'ribis. If a Jew borrows money from a Gentile on interest, uskaf nalav b'milva. Now, what happens is that it's time the loan matured, and the Gentile wants to collect it, but he says, you know what? Just consider it as a loan for everything. Meaning, you borrowed 500, but with interest, you owe me 600. Hey, let that 600 be a free loan for you. V'nizgar, and then the non-Jewish lender converts. So imachle nizgar. If he didn't yet convert, and already zukavnul of b'milva, he already made the whole what was owed, including the interest, as one loan. So goy v'esekerin v'ribis, then he could collect the principal with the interest, because the moment that he makes it into loan, it's like even the interest is already one element of the principal. But v'imish in this gayer, but if let's say they only after he converted zukavnul of b'milva, then he turns it into a loan, then only goy v'esekerin v'esekeribis, then he could only collect the principal and he cannot collect the interest. Because since the only made into a loan after he converted, it looks like it's interest from a Jew to a Jew. Avol goy shalav misol b'ribis, but the other way around. A Gentile borrows from a Jewish lender on interest. V'zakav alav es ribis b'milva, and he made that the interest with the principal was like, he made it into like one thing of money that he owes him, because it already matured the loan. And he said, okay, let it just be as one loan now. So Avabish is a covenant of Achash in this guy, or even if he converted on him to be as a loan after he converted, the Jewish lender will be able to collect the principal and the interest. Why? What doesn't that look like that it was only done after he converted? So when he converted, it was like there was interest, and that should be forbidden to be collecting it now from this convert who's a Jew. No, Shalim, that people shouldn't say, this guy is dead. This guy owned $1 million loan, $10 million loan. He converted so that now he shouldn't have to pay that $1 million of interest. So to avoid that, we say, no, he has to pay the interest too. And and the Jew could collect from him after he converts, kol moyis haribish nischayv ben, all the monies of the interest that he was obligated in, kashal yagoy, which was when he was a Gentile. But he cannot collect from the ribis, which accrues after he already converted. Halacha Zayin continues with halachas of avak ribis, the dust of ribis, as it applies to investments, the partnership. So mitzvah lahakdim halvos yisrael b'chinam. First says the Rambam, there's a mitzvah to give precedence to lending a Jew for free, which knowledge charges interest. Lahalvos go b'ribis to, well, I can make money, I can charge this Gentile $1 million. No, the mitzvah of lending a Jew for free comes before your opportunity for lending a Gentile, which even according to Rambam, that's a mitzvah of a charging an interest. Halacha ches. Now, asa la'adim sheitin mo'esim. It's forbidden for a person to give his monies, meaning, if let's say they're doing an investment, what's called the iska, which is that the one who's getting the money from the investor, he's going to do all the work, and the investor is going to get part of the profits. It's forbidden to be done in a way that it's karv l'sachar, that it's close for him to make profit, v'rochik lehefzid, and that it's far for him to have a loss. And that is, if the investment's going to reap profits, that the one who's investing is going to get his portion according to what they stipulated, and it's going to be a loss, that the responsibility of the loss is going to be only for the one that's involved in the investment, shazavak ribis, because that's the dust of ribis. And whoever does this is called a wicked person, because he's violating the words of the sages, where this is considered something like avak ribis, which he's getting interest on his money. It's not definite, so it's not ribis katsutsa, but it's very close to that, and that he's making money on his money, which therefore it's avak ribis, and it would be rabbinically forbidden. It's called a wicked person. Now, vim nasan, if a person gives unspecific, it didn't stipulate any conditions regarding the division. So the halacha is, if you want to do this right, chalkin basacha b'hefsid, so you divide the profits and the losses, kedina esik, like the halacha of what we call heter iska, of the permitted way of doing a business investment, which was explained in the sixth parak in Hilchos Shluchim b'Shutfin, in halacha alf and beis, that the investor, that he has to give wages for every single day of the partnership to the worker, the amount a person would get as an idle worker. Now, if he doesn't want to give him wages for his efforts, so sages instituted that the portion of the worker should be more than his profit margin, should be more than his loss margin, which if there's a profit, then he should get 2/3 of the profits, and the investor will only get 1/3. In the case of loss, so then the one who's doing the work will only get 1/3 of the loss, and the investor will get 2/3 of the loss. And the reason for that is because the Chamor Mesaken, the Rebbe gives money to his friends to invest as an investment, that half the money is essentially a loan. The other half is a deposit. Now, according to that, it's not possible that the profits or the loss should be in the middle, because we say that it comes out that the investor is taking half of his monies as a deposit, and he didn't do anything, and rather comes out that the one who's doing the work, he put in work in half of the deposit because of the money that's the other half that's a loan. So it comes out that that's a vak ribis, where he's doing work for the investor's half, which is a deposit, for free because of the loan that he gave him, which is the half and half that they're splitting. So to avoid that, you have to go ahead and do it in a different, again, where the profit margin is greater than the loss margin for the one who's doing the work, meaning, quote-unquote, the borrower, so that it's not a problem, but that he's doing free work for the deposit part. It's not free work, he's getting something out of that. Now, if someone does the opposite extreme, he actually gives his monies where it's a greater chance he's going to have a loss, and it's further for him to make a profit for the investor. Well, how is it in the kachas? That's called a pious person. Where if someone does a vak ribis where he's getting money on his money, he's a rasha. Someone does the other way, he's really doing more benefit for the worker than for himself. Well, that's the borrower gaining. That's obviously not interest. It's, if anything, that's the opposite. He's considered a pious person. Halacha tes, ima shibin chenvani. We don't appoint a storekeeper to sell his produce, lamach tzachar, for to split the wages in half. So too, Belitin Mo'is Likachmen, pay this L'machzat Sachar. You don't give money to someone to purchase produce for half the profits. V'le'beitzim Lo'ishab Tachzatan, the Gunjal L'machzat Sachar. You don't give eggs to put under someone's chickens, also for half the wages. V'inshaman Agolim Siyachin, and you don't evaluate calves and foals, L'fatmam, to fatten them up, L'machzat Sachar, but for half the wages. Again, that's the same thing. It can't be 50-50. Because then you run into the problem about half is a loan, half is a deposit, and then, okay, loan he gives him back as it is, but then he's giving him back for his profits, which that means he was doing work on his deposit because of the loan that he got. So, like we said, only if he gives him the wages for the effort and for his food, this quote-unquote worker, which is the borrower, or at least let the profit margin of the one who's doing work be more than his loss margin. Like we explained this shluchim b'shutvin, as mentioned before, bina shutvis and halachas are partnerships which are based on the principles of halachically valid investment, which is called a heter iska. Halacha yud. Hamishtatav im chaveda b'moyse b'karkav. Someone partners with his friend with monies or real estate, or he nishlo esik, or he does a permitted type of investment. So, they shouldn't combine the profits with the principal. Why? Because maybe there's not going to be any profits. And the investor is not going to believe the one who did the work. And he's going to collect based on his document, which it says over there, the profits with the principal. And it comes out that really it was only a loan of money and there was no profits, and he's now taking interest on the loan. So too, he shouldn't give him money, but toiles esek or shutfas as an investment or a partnership. Write it as a loan, because shem yomis, maybe he's going to die. Now the document of this investor is going to be in the hand of his inheritor. And he's going to collect interest. In other words, maybe he's going to be a loss. And the truth is that the investor has to take a portion of the loss of the principal. The yerush is not going to know about the conditions that they had between them. He's going to have the document, and he's not going to realize that there has to be a loss over here. And he's going to say, well, it says over here that my father gave you $1,000. That's the loan. Give me back $1,000. Truth is, he's only supposed to get back $700. He's getting back more than what it was given. So it's like interest, and therefore, don't write it as a loan. You got to write it as it is so that it's well understood that you don't run into problems about interest. I'll continue on this theme of avakar dibis as it applies to a pre and post interest on the loan. That is usur, it's forbidden, lahakdima dibis, to prepay the interest, or to post-pay the interest. Kitz also. So Rambam explains, nasan einav lilvis mimenav. Let's say someone was eyeing someone to borrow from him. So he's like piling him up with gifts so that he lends him money. This is a prepaid interest where he's giving him gifts, giving him added monies for the loan. Or let's say love him menu, let's say he borrowed from him. They're ready to give him back the money that he borrowed from him. Now he was sending him gifts. Let's say because of that guy's money who was doing nothing. When you loan for free, the guy has wasted money that he could have been making money with it. So he's piling him up gifts, thanking him for that. That's a delayed interest where you're giving him more than what he gave you. The mother of Isaac and the son of violets and does this. This is the rabbinic ribbis of the dust of ribbis, it's not the biblical ribbis, which is the set amount you have to, he's charging him more for the money that he's lending him, but it's rabbinically forbidden. Someone borrowed from his friend. Now, before he borrowed from him, he never knew about this guy. Someone said, you go to him, you get a loan from him. And he never used to greet him when he would meet him. At this point, now, when he gives a loan to him, you can't now start greeting him. For sure, that you don't have to say that he's not allowed to start just praising him with words, or yashkim l'pischo, or go to his house and say hi to him. Kashlim, it says in the pasuk neshach kol davar, which although literally that means to say the interest of anything, but the word davar also means speech. That's a little devarim, so even words of greeting him and of praising him, even that is forbidden, which you're doing more because of the money that's being lent. He's also not allowed to teach the lender chumash or gemara as long as his monies are by him. If he wasn't accustomed to teaching him up until this point, in the pasuk neshal called up again the interest of anything, of any words, even words that you teach of Torah is going to be forbidden if you're doing it related to this loan. If someone lends his friend, he shouldn't tell to the borrower, "Da, I want you to know, in boyish plainy, ma complainy, if this guy comes from that place," claim in other words, he's trying to hint him, "Shetachabdi should honor him, v'tachili should give him to eat, v'tashkiru should give him to drink, or all appropriately," where it's like, you can't, because that's interest on the loan. And the guy's going to feel indebted because of the loan and do extra things to honor that person because of him. Anything similar like that is forbidden. Now, halacha idal continues regarding things that are, they're like interest, but they're actually permitted. Yesh dvarim shem kamei ribis u'matam, there are things that are like ribis, and they're permitted. Kitzur haso. So the keich adam shtoreisav shel chaver, a person can purchase the deeds, the documents of debt, of credit that his friend has, meaning that he has on other people, that other people owe him. He could buy those documents bepachis, less than the amount that are owed on those documents. And the Enochesh doesn't have to be concerned that it's a problem about ribis, because the Torah only made it forbidden ribis that comes from the borrower to the lender. Here, where he's collecting it from someone else for that amount, for less than the, so it's essentially getting more on the loan, but it's not coming from the borrower to the lender, that's okay. So to mutl adam liten lechaber a dinner, it's permitted for a person to give to his friend a dinner, a coin. Kadesh yavala plenty made dinner. Yeah, I'll give you this dollar so that you lend that person $100. That's not a problem. Because again, the Torah only made it forbidden. Interest is coming from the borrower to lender. Here it's coming from a third party who is giving the lender so that he gives to that borrower. And so the person can tell his friend, hey, take this coin, this dinner. The emel plain shalvein, tell that person to lend me. Again, it's not considered interest to the lender because the lender's not getting anything. It's the third party that's giving to go ahead and try to convince him to get him a loan. That's just paying the guy for his words, for his getting him to lend it. That's also permitted. Now, halacha tezvav, then actually some things that are actually permitted, but we actually say it's forbidden, which is called this harama of ribis. Yesh tevarim shem b'tram, there are certain things that are permitted, but v'osla solisim neharam as ribis, but they're forbidden to be done because of subterfuge of this circumventing of the laws of interest. Okay, so how so? So Amalev, let's say he tells him, halveni mana. Here, lend me a mana. Mana is 100 zuz. Amalev says to him, look, mana inli, I don't have 100 zuz, but chitim yesh tevim mana, I have wheat in the value of 100 zuz. So he gives him the wheat for the price of a mana. Then the lender goes and buys it back. Well, the guy doesn't need wheat, he needs $100. So he buys it back from this borrower for a price of 90 zuz. So technically, arizimut, that's really permitted because essentially it's just buying back from something that he bought just at a below market value. But they said it's forbidden because of circumventing the laws of ribis. Because shari nashli tishim lekech mana. Ultimately, he's giving him 90, and he's getting back 100. Now, the mob of asik is that if he violates and he does like this, still he could collect from him the 100 dinarim that he lent him, which was the week worth 100. He just got a $10 rebate because he bought it back for 90, but he paid him 90. He's gonna get back 100. Shafil afak ribbis in count. There's not even a dust of ribbis over here. But again, rabbinically, they say it's forbidden because of a harama of subterfuge related to ribbis. And mechimishahisa sodom and mushkenes beyond the sotiv. Let's say someone had that someone else's field was collateral by him with the intention that he can eat from the produce as long as the borrower does not pay up his debt. Now, the halach is loyachzer v'yaskir ois lebal hasadeh. You're not allowed to go ahead. So the borrower gave him his field as collateral. He cannot go ahead and rent it to the owner of the field, where he's making money on that collateral, and have ramas ribis because of subterfuge of ribis. Meaning, according to the basic halacha, that a collateral is like a rental. So it's like renting and then leasing it out to the owner for more, which is technically permitted. But here, of haram, of subterfuge, can be forbidden, because it turns out that the owner is back in his field as it was. And technically, he's paying him wages every single month because of money that he lent him. So although it's really for the rental of the field that he gave him as a mashkin, but ultimately, he's still in his original field, and he's paying him extra monies for a loan every month, that definitely it doesn't look good. And that's haram of ribis, and therefore the rabbi said it's forbidden. Halachta Zayin continues with, quote-unquote, renting money. So, asala haskar ha-dinarin, you cannot rent out dinarin. Meaning, you don't say it as a loan. You say, look, I'm leasing you, I'm renting you money. Because she'inza dimla maskiya sakeli, you can't compare this to someone who you're allowed to rent out your vessels, your cars, or whatever this and that. And why don't you say it? So I'm renting this, and you pay me for the rental of it. It's not a loan. No, because shakli chayzav atzmai. A vessel is returned as it is. So for the utility of using that thing, you're charging a price. But v'zeh, but here in this case, moitzi elu, he uses the monies. Umevi dinara nachedes, and he brings back other coins. And you're paying more than what the amount was. V'nim se zevach ribas, that's like the dust of ribas, where essentially you're paying its interest. It's, yeah, you're calling it a rental, but essentially he's paying back more than the price of the loan. That's rabbinically forbidden of ribas. Halacha Yitzayin concludes with paying up someone's debt. That is Melech Shehoyah Dinav. If a king, that his law was, Shekol Mishit Nehamas HaKotzev, that whoever pays the set taxes, that's Al Kol Ish Vesh on every single person, Al Yidezeh Sholei Nosen, for a person who didn't pay his head tax, that Yishtabed Boy, that he could then enslave and work and like own this guy who didn't pay his head tax. Evanosna Yod Dinav. So he paid for that person's head tax a dinner. So Ava Bisham is Shabbat by Yosem Din, although he's working with him and he's making more than a dinner off this guy. So he's like giving a dinner and he's getting back from the guy and he's paying his taxes. It's like lending him a dinner and he's getting actually more than a dinner of work out of him. So that would be like ribbis. No, Hariza Mutter, that's gonna be permitted because it's not a loan, it's like a sale, where the law of the king is a law, and it's like he's selling him this person, and therefore anything similar like this will be permitted, and we'll not have a problem about ribbis.